Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City. We also have my exciting co-host on, Tabitha. Say hi, Tabitha.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Good. We are going to be talking about the power of prayer today, and I'm going to be a witness. What would I do without the ability to communicate with the creator of all, my father, my papa, my Abba? So today we're going to be talking about the power of prayer, the types of prayers, and that kind of thing. We're also going to be talking about, you know, just speaking about prayer. I know I got one comment a couple of weeks ago about sometimes it seems like we're reading. Well, we first of all wanted to address that comment. First, we're trying to give out information so that it's informative. We are not trying to stray you or sway you one way or the other. We're trying to be informative. That is our goal, and to teach and to uplift. Now, we do give our opinions because this is Blog Talk Radio, and it is a blog, so part of that is our opinion. But I just wanted to put that comment out there. We're going to start with Bread of Life from Fred Hammond, and then we're going to come back and talk about the power of prayer. You better ask somebody if you don't know about the power of prayer. This is Bread of Life by Fred Hammond.
Bread of Life, sent down to glory. Anything you were on earth, a holy king, a constant prayer. You are the living word, faith now. Come on. Anything you were on earth, a holy king, a constant prayer. Come on, you can take a time with us. Pray, sit down for glory. Many say, come on, somebody say.
Yeah.
Wow, is that a song? You are the living word, bread of life. That's what they call you. You know, we're going to be talking, as I said, or start to talk about the power of prayer, and what better way to start this program than with a prayer. And Tabitha and I have been rushing, I'm going to be honest, to get to the program, to get it started with the time change. We had some technical difficulties getting together. I'm in Ohio. She's in Tennessee. Modern technology, what can you say about it? So, you know, just bear with us as we are trying to put this program, as they say, sometimes interference comes in, but God takes over it all, and he makes it all smooth and makes it all work. So we're going to do this program in spite of whatever is trying to keep us from doing it, because it must be powerful what we're about to say. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Let's take a deep breath. And let that out. Let's take another deep breath. And let it out. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for this time to share. Open up our minds and our consciousness to hear what it is you have to say to us. And, Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit take over this entire show, take over my voice, take over Tabitha's voice, and speak through us. Father God, we lift those up who are sick or who are having problems. I lift up my dad today as he is dealing with an illness, and others who are dealing with pain and discomfort, and we speak in their spirit, and we say, peace be still. We say that, you know, you are the righteousness of God and that you can be healed. We open up their minds and their hearts to the true healing of God, however that looks like, and we say, Lord, your will be done in every circumstances of our lives, whether we be sick, whether we be well. Lord, if we're worrying, somebody on the show or somebody listening to the sound of my voice is worrying, Lord, we say, peace be still. And we say, give it to God. We give all of our worries, our cares, our indecision, we give it over to you at this very moment. And we know that as we let go of it and lay it at the throne room, Father God, you look at it, you take it up, and you bear it. You say, I bear it all. And, Lord, for those who have needs, whether it be a job, a place to stay, Lord, we ask that you send your angels to open up doors, to open up pathways. Lord, out of no way, we know that you are a miracle-working God and that miracles yes. can transpire. So we say and we ask you to send your army of angels to open up doorways and pathways so that people can have the needs, the righteous desires of their heart. And we know that it's so as under the sound of my voice. Lord, we just thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness, Lord. We thank you that we can be a testimony in the middle of a test, that we have still the power to say, you know what, Lord, I thank you anyhow, as the old saint used to say, that even in the middle of a test, I can come out stronger. And on the other side, with his testimony. So, Lord, we thank you for the testimony of yes and okay, well with our souls. Lord, we thank you that we know that you are God and that we have a relationship with you. Lord, so many people don't know you. And, Lord, what it is a privilege to say I have a relationship with the living creator of all the universe. Thank you, Father, for that. We glorify your name. We lift it up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and so it is.
So it is. Yes, it is. So, Tabitha, tell me about the power of prayer. What can you say
well,
about
I have,
the power?
The power of prayer is awesome. I have so many testimonies, but as one that I want to share in particular, and it has to do with my daughter, my youngest daughter. She was sick at a very young age, and during my pregnancy, I was actually sick the entire pregnancy with her, and I had to take a Finagran shot, and 6 shots a day, actually. And when she was born, she ended up with, you know, she had the colic, and Come to find out, she had a lot of food allergies, and she had eczema to the point of she constantly itched all day, every day. I mean, she could barely function due to the fact of itching. You know, she would be at the daycare, and they would just talk about how she would just scratch and scratch all day long to the point that she would, her skin would crack, and she would begin to bleed. And, you know, that was very, very, very trying time for me being a mother and her father as well. You know, we were hurting for her, and there was absolutely nothing that we could do but actually pray. You know, we researched things to try to see what we could do to help her out and to see, you know, to try to soothe and comfort her as much as we could. So, you know, that's when my prayer and my going deeper and deeper into the learning the power of prayer, you know, because she had so many prayers for her. But for me, myself, it began to test my faith. And faith and prayer goes together. And sometimes people don't understand that, you know. Sometimes you don't understand that. And when you go through things in life, you know, wisdom comes with age, and you begin to learn different things that you go through and why you're going through these things. And as I began to pray, and I would fast, and I would pray and pray, and then I was getting confused, you know, on the prayer without ceasing and pray and leave it there. You know, I began to say, Lord, I'm praying, and I'm, you know, I know you can do this. I know you can do this. But, you know, it had to be in his time. It had to be in his time. And we would go through, and we would see her suffer, and I would dig deeper and deeper into prayer for her, you know, and trying to ask the Lord, you know, for healing. And, you know, today I can say that she is 100% today. She can, she runs around, her skin has healed, you know, because her skin looked like lizard and snake skin. But at a young age, Trey Bella even knew the power of prayer. She was asked people to pray for her, and she was young, you know, very young. She would ask you to pray for her. When she would see people, they'd say, Trey Bella, how are you doing? She'll say, you know, pray for me, pray for me. And today, at church today, excuse me?
I said, that's so sweet.
Hello?
So innocent and so sweet.
Yes,
you know,
yes, at a young age, out of the mouth of babes, she today, at service today, praise and worship, and she's seven now. And she had wrote her own song, and she said, Jesus will never let you down. And she sang her song, and she said, he would erase your frown, and he would never let you down. And she was a true testimony that when you pray, God does answer the prayer. He answers the prayer. She had the entire church in tears today because she was a living testimony that even though she went through, we held on, and God saw her through it. And now Trey Bella's in gymnastics. She's able to eat a little bit more than she used to because her food allergies were, you know, people would say, Lord, what can she eat? Because she had so many things that she couldn't eat. But I just want everybody to know that if you just hold on and you pray without ceasing, and that means don't give up on your faith. Don't give up on your faith because God will see you through it. And sometimes when you pray and you leave it there and you're wondering, it's almost like you feel like that your prayers are not being answered. And sometimes you have to peep through your own business and understand, you know, what is it that may be the reason? Because God is not going to always answer a prayer in your time, but he will answer them. And sometimes it's not the answer that you want. But this right here, with Trey Bella, God, he surely pulled us through. I mean, we had a time. And I just thank God that, you know, for everybody's prayers and everybody just coming together, you know, two or more in agreement. It was more than two, more than three, but we all came together and we prayed and we fasted for her. And she is doing fine. Thank God for that. And that's just a testimony that if anybody's going through, if you have sick family members, if you're sick yourself, just continue to know that and test is testing your faith. You know, everybody goes through things. But when you pray and you leave it there and you pray and you know that he's going to answer it, it works out. God is amazing. And if you don't know him, you better get to know him.
Yes,
because
he
is the one
amazing.
Who can help and see you through.
He can, and I'm attesting to that. I have diagnosed with cancer 2 times. I am walking, talking, alive, well.
Amen, yes.
I am so amazed at it myself that I can't even verbalize it. So, and sometimes it's just, it's your prayer and the power of faith. You know, because no matter what the doctor has said, I have always said, I will live and not die. And when I do die, it will be in a time when I am finished with my work and my work is not done yet. So,
prayer
is that confession. It's supplication, meaning asking God for things. Supplication is going. But, God is our Father. Our Father. So he only wants good for us, and he wants to get good to us. And just like you said, Tabitha, sometimes we have to wait. I have learned, and it's been a lot of things, that I've had to wait for the answer of prayer. And that is where your faith is made, when you got to wait on the answer, or when you have to, it looks like it ain't going to come to pass. That's when your faith is made, because you got to push through your unbelief to the point of faith that you know that your God will. And sometimes, like you said, God, it may be no. I've had some no answers to something I thought I really wanted, and God said no. But, when I look back over it, honey, that no was what it should have been, because later as I look back through it, it was not for me anyway. Always knowing God. He sees the full picture. You see a tiny portion of the picture. He sees the beginning and the end, where you only may conceive to 5 feet in front of you. And sometimes what looks like you should have, what you so desire, is really not going to take you where he's calling you to. So, sometimes you go to the working of your faith. And prayer, the power of prayer really produces faith. You know what I'm saying? When you got to wait, and not when you don't see it, when you don't see it coming, and you still got to keep pushing and believing that God, if he said he would do it, he is not. And I can say this with all my heart, my soul, and my being, and know that it's true. He is not a God that he would lie.
Amen. I can agree with you on that. God
and I
is
have,
good.
He is so good. There are different types of prayers, and I'm going to just kind of go over that, because we do like to give you information as well as, encourage and uplift you, but there are different types of prayers. There's the prayer of agreement, as in Matthew 8:19, Jesus introduced the prayer of agreement when he said, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by our Father in heaven. That was from the New King James Version. And that's when two or three come into agreement. But when you come into agreement with somebody in prayer, you need to make sure what they're asking for. And you need to ask, what are we praying for? Because you wouldn't want to come into agreement with somebody that is praying for somebody else's husband. You know what I'm saying? Or something but it's righteous. So you do need to know what it is you're coming into agreement with that person for. Then there is the prayer of faith, and it's also known as petition prayers. That's when we're asking for God for something. Lord, I need this, Lord, I need that. And the key verse here is, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. So there really, to me, is a prayer of faith. When you come to God, you are his child. I know I don't have to keep begging God. Lord, please, Lord, please, can I have, please. I lay that prayer at him, because the more you beg like that, then you are really not sure. You need to go back and check yourself with that, because your God wants you to have. So you pray it. You believe in faith. That's why I try to end my prayers with, thank you, Father, because I know that this has happened. If it's a righteous answer, if it's a righteous thing that I'm seeking, if it's the righteous desire of my heart, then I know that you're going to answer it in faith, and I'm going to leave it there. So sometimes you have to work at that kind of faith, but And I still have to work at it, but I believe it. And that's why a lot of times you'll hear us say, and so it is, because we certainly, God already knows he's going to answer the prayer. He knows the end from the beginning. That settles in your spirit that so it is. You know, what I've asked for, if it's been righteous, it's going to happen. So it is. I'm settling it in my spirit because God already knows. So that is the prayer of faith. Then there's the prayer of consecration and dedication. As in Luke 22:41-42, and we see that if Peter and James had this kind of outline, and he was drawn from them. This is when Jesus was drawn from them, and about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." This is when Jesus was praying. You know, when all of this was taking place. And that was a prayer because he asked it, but then he knew and came to a place of your will is that I am going to give my life so that others may live. And that was a prayer of consecration and dedication. And the prayer of consecration and dedication works when you have two or more godly alternatives before you, and you're not getting a clear sense about that time, about which option God wants you to take. And the direction is unclear. Just, you know, let this be the will of God for you. That's when you can give it over to him and say, not my will. But actually, he gave himself over to God and say, you know, hey, not my will, but your will. That's when you take your hands off of it and allow him to give you a clear picture as to which way to go. Then there's the prayer of praise and worship. This is when you're not really asking God for anything. You just want to praise him for who he is. You know, as in Luke 18:43, the blind man who was healed was described as glorifying God. The verse also says all the people who witnessed the miracle gave praise to God. They prayed for thanksgiving. Maybe you're thanking God because he's answered so many of my prayers, you know. And you just think, thanking him. And sometimes I just want to spend time with him, and I start that time off with just praising him. Thank you, God, just for who you are and who you've been. Thank you for what you've taken. I can start, girl. Don't let me get started. Thank you for where I was, where you have me right now. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you that no matter what it looks like, I'm still standing. Thank you, God. You know, that's when you just, when you have been through some things, honey, you can pour out some thanksgivings when you think about where you've been, what you come from, and where you are
from,
now. Honey.
I'm right there with you. I'm with you with that one. Yes,
Lord, I almost got happy right here because I think about it, girl. I done came a mighty, what the old folks say, I done came a mighty, mighty long way. Yes, Lord. Then there is the prayer of intercession. And intercession means you are interceding, acting in prayer on behalf of someone else. The person may be incapable of praying for himself, or perhaps he was on, you know, like somebody on drugs, or mentally confused, or if they're so too sick to do it. And that is the prayer of intercession. And intercession does involve praying for others. It may be done in a general way, like when you pray for your governmental leaders or that kind of thing. In Ephesians 1:15-18, Paul wrote, "Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what it is, the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." Here, Paul makes it real plain in that he regularly prayed for the church at Ephesus. So that was what he was saying that too. And the individuals receive that blessing. It's a beautiful thing when you intercede and pray on somebody's behalf, like what Tabitha was saying with her child. You know, she had prayed, I prayed for her child, the church had prayed, and then you can see the benefits of that prayer. You see the answer.
Yes, amen.
Of that.
Thank you.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Then there's the prayer of binding and loosing. And this is prayer. It's found in Matthew 18:18-19. Lord Jesus says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by Father in heaven." And, you know, in that prayer of binding and loosening, to me that goes together, and whatever you bind, you also have to loose the blessing. So if you bind, I'm binding poverty in the name of Jesus. But I loose the blessing over it. So you have to loose the blessing or loose something with that. And I feel like you have to be careful. If you're not, people say those things not really knowing, you know, you bind up certain spirits or whatever. And if you really don't know what you're doing with that, I've always felt like it's better to bless than to bind if you really don't know what you're doing with that. So I caution people and not, you know, to not just do that loosely. When you bind something, if you're binding up, that you also loose the blessing. And that's why I try to do that. And then there are affirmative prayers. These are prayers. Basically, you are praying to God, but you're affirming his goodness. An example of an affirmative prayer would be, Father God, and you're really saying it and saying it to your spirit. I thank you that you have been good to me. I thank you that I'm healed in your name. I thank you by the precious blood of Jesus that I am healed and made whole. That is an affirmative prayer where you're saying, you're affirming that I know that you've done this. And a lot of times when you pray, it is also very powerful to pray out the word of God in your prayers. Using the word of God, you know that it is going to be brought. It's the prayer of the righteous, and you're using the word of God in your prayers. So just wanted to go over those some of those types of prayers. Tabitha, what do you have, sweetheart?
Well, I wanted to give a little different scriptures on prayer and the power of prayer. Psalms 107:28-30, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Pray. You know, sometimes people wonder, you know, how to pray. It's not a right or a wrong. It's not a the length of the time. You know, some people think they have to be there for hours and hours on end for prayer. You know, it is your preference. If that's the way you feel that your message is going to get through, you do that. But once again, this is based on, you know, some of the things are based on our opinions and how we feel about different things. Depending upon your situation, you know, what it is that you're going through and how you feel, what you need to do as far as getting the power of the prayer up to God. You know, sometimes when I pray, you know, sometimes I want to sit there a little longer because I want to listen also to what he's saying to me. Sometimes I want to listen. You know, you need to listen all the time, but sometimes I sit there a little longer so I can really grasp what it is that he's trying to say when I am praying for different things and coming into agreement. You know, as Linda was saying, you know, two or more in agreement, I prayed for Linda. You know, I did a lot of things as far as what Linda was going through. And, you know, she's another testimony as to my daughter. You know, these are actual things that we have been through. So it's not no hearsay. It's what we've been through, and we're letting you know that the power of prayer is strong, and it is real. It is real, and God will see you through it. You know, you take it day by day, and I know sometimes you feel like you're at a red light, you know. Like, I have prayed for this months and months on end, and sometimes, as I was saying, you know, peep through your business, sometimes you have to see, sometimes you have to wonder why your prayers are not being answered. You feel like you're stuck. And sometimes God, you know, here are some things that can block, you know, your answers to your prayers. Unforgiveness. You have to forgive others, you know. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins. we can actually prevent our prayers from coming up because we're refusing to forgive others. So how is God going to help us if we're refusing to forgive others? You know, you're wrong. Sometimes you have wrong motives, you know,
yes.
Not knowing God's heart before asking. You know, this in confidence, you know, we have in approaching God, you know, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what he has asked of him. We can save ourselves a lot of grief by getting God's heart on a matter before launching, you know, on the prayer. You know, sometimes you have to sit quiet and come in with them. You know, broken relationships, lack of respect, you know, being double-minded. It's a lot of things that can hinder your prayer as far as yourself, you are concerned. You know, sometimes you have to think about the things that you're praying for and what it is that you want to get to God for him to answer. And sometimes you're hindering yourself. It's not just that he doesn't want to answer your prayer. Sometimes you're the actual one that's hindering yourself. So that's what I say when I say peep through your business. When I was talking about my daughter, I had to look at some things of myself. Lord, have I forgiven everyone? Have I, you know, what are my motives? What is it? You know, I had to really sit back and grasp on some things because that for me, it was a growing time. It was a testing time. It was a draining time. It was a lot because she had to have 24-hour care. I had to hire nurses to come in when I went to work to care for her while we went to work and come in because she had to have an NG tube put in where she had to be fed on the machine 18 hours, plus we had to feed her orally on top of the NG tube being inside of her nose. So, I mean, we went through a whole lot. I had to put on wetsuits on her body. I had to, every diaper change, she had to oil the body up, every diaper change. I had to wet the suits, put the wetsuits on her body wet and wrap her up in a towel so she wouldn't get cold. I had to put the wet caps on her head because she had eczema from head to toe, and it was severe. I mean, it was a trying time, and to sit there and hold and rock your baby, and there's nothing you can do but rock her, and I was just praying and praying, and God is good. This is my testimony to you all. He is good, and I know he can answer a prayer. This is not this is something that I've been through. I know he'll answer your prayer. You know, some people might say, oh, he doesn't answer prayers, but you got to have that faith. You've got to have that additional. You've got to have that faith in order for that prayer to come through. That's the main thing God wants from you is your faith.
And it's
faith,
you know,
even the faith of a mustard seed.
The mustard seed. And faith. I'm saying the mustard is so small. I mean, you can just, if you put it in your hand, you almost could lose it. Because so it takes that much faith for you to believe God and he will produce what it is he's asking you for. And he is, I mean, when I'm talking about this, I'm becoming so stirred up and emotional, I think, because I know I ain't got to ask, and I'm saying it like the old folks. I just got to say it that way. I don't have to ask anybody. I know that he answers prayers. I am a living witness that he answers prayers. And so, you know, nothing else out of this, know that the power of prayer, and when the righteous come together, you stir up the spirit world, he comes himself, he comes in an instant. He's inside of us. You really just, when you pray, you are communicating with him. You're waking up your spirit to come in communion with his spirit. And it breaks down the barriers in the earth realm, and the angels come, and he comes, Jesus comes himself, and you, from the spirit realm, you produce and manifest results. That's what prayer is, you know, breaking down the barriers, veil of the earth realm, and reaching to the spirit realm, and pulling out what it is that you are, and it takes faith. How do you break that realm from the earth realm to the spirit realm? Faith. Break the veil.
Yes. Yes. Yes, and I wanted to share
Go ahead.
I wanted to share a poem written by Peter Kreft. He was a professor of philosophy in Boston College, and he really broke down the power of prayer. He says, I strongly suspect that if we saw all the difference, even the tiniest prayers, make in all the people, those little prayers were destined to affect. And all the consequences of those prayers down through the centuries, we would be so paralyzed with awe at the power of prayer that we would be unable to get up off our knees for the rest of our lives.
Mm.
And I just thought that was very deep.
Very
deep, you know, and sometimes God have people go through things around you so that they can be testimonies to let you know that he does answer prayers. And he will answer prayers, but it's in his time. And sometimes we want it in our time, but it's in his time. But it shouldn't matter what time, as long as he answers it. And he does.
And he does. And, you know, sometimes we say, God put me through this. You know, well, God didn't put me through cancer. You know what? It's the environment. It's the food. A lot of times it's because we're in this earth realm that things happen. And God really doesn't have a lot to do with it. But we have our free will and our free choices. Our free will is a gift. But if you don't use free will rightly, and if you don't make right choices, a lot of times we want to blame God for a situation we're in, and it really is our situation. You know, in the cancer, and I know people say, well, God didn't give you cancer. We're in an environment. There's environmental factors. There's the food that we eat, and it's a lot of other factors that God does really not have anything to do with. But there is a situation. Now, what he will do is take you from that situation and bring you from glory to glory. So, you know, we sometimes have to watch about what we say, that God took me through this. Or, no, did your wrong choices take you through this? Did your free will and you will to do something different from the will of God, did that take you through that? Or just being in this environment, in this earth realm, that we're going to go through with things just because we're in this earth realm.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely correct.
And I ran across something interesting, is that we have to pray within God's nature. And what I'm saying is you have to be aware of the nature of God. God is a very personal God. So when we talk to God, when we pray, it really is. It doesn't have to be, oh, Heavenly Father. You know, it is your conversation with God. It is like a conversation. However that looks for you. You know what I'm saying? However, that's what makes it personal between you and him, is that this is this personal communication between you and your Heavenly Father. You know, and God has many characteristics. He's a father. He's a mother. He's a sister or a brother. He's all of those things. He's very, very personal. So that's one of his characteristics, is that it's a communication. That means that you talk, and we talked about this many times before. Prayer is two ways. You talk and you listen. And sometimes you need to switch that up. Sometimes you just need to listen and then confirm what you heard. So it is a two-way conversation. And God is personal. That's one of the things about his nature. He's also powerful, omnipotent, meaning that no prayer is beyond his ability to answer. For nothing is impossible with God, as in Luke 1:37. He's all-knowing. These are his characteristics. So when you know this and then you pray in knowing his nature, it produces a powerful prayer. So he's omnipotent, meaning that no prayer is beyond his ability to answer. For nothing is impossible with God, as in Luke 1:37. He's all-knowing, omnipotent. He is also significant to the concept of prayer. If God were limited, then he would not know all that is happening in his creation. If this was the case, he might overlook our prayers because they would be beyond his knowledge. But nothing is beyond his knowledge because he's all-knowing. He's also wise and holy, and he knows what is best for us, as well as what will lead us to holiness rather than sin. He's imminent, meaning that God is active in his creation in a personal way, not only directing the greater matters of history, but also involved in the life of everyone. This means that no prayer is too great for him, but also that no prayer is too small for him also. So when we explore, and these are just some of the attributes of God, one final note of utmost importance to prayer is God's sovereignty. God is supremely in charge of everything that happens in the universe. Nothing takes him by surprise, and nothing happens in our lives without the knowledge of God. And even though we may not always understand his actions, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are his ways our ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways and our thoughts. In hearing and responding to our prayers, we are sure that God will do on the basis of his many attributes, his personal nature, his love, his power, his knowledge, his wisdom, his holiness, his eminence, and sovereignty all play a role in how we can relate to God in prayer and how he relates to us. So those are some things. I also wanted to go with prayer is not. Prayer is not magic. We can't just summon God up like a genie because you don't have right. that reverence to me. Prayer does not make demands. You know, who are you demanding something from? God gives as he wills, and then we have to accept what his will is. Prayer is right. for our benefit, not God. You know, we pray into God like that's for his benefit. No, prayer is for our benefit so that we have this communication. He already knows the answer before we even pray it out. Prayer is not a guarantee against suffering. And that, you know, sometimes that's hard for saints to hear. But sometimes, you know, this in this earth realm, we will suffer. We will go through some things. And it's not God's fault. This is the earth realm. When Adam sinned, mm-hmm. all of this earth realm opened us up to a lot of things. And so we will
a whole lot.
Through some and, you know, when you go through, maybe at the end of it, and I'm going to tell you, because I'm telling you this as a witness, I've been through a lot. And at the end of it, I've become a much stronger, a much better person. When the people that I thought I could not forgive, when I forgave them, I grew. You know, I grew a little bit more in glory. When the people that laughed at me and I had to keep on moving, I grew a little bit in glory and a little bit stronger with each one of those trials when I thought I couldn't. And I crushed through and asked God to give me the strength to keep on. Baby, I grew a little bit more in glory, and I grew a little bit stronger with each one of those. Prayer is not an opportunity for us to show off. You know, cause sometimes I believe, and I'm just going to say it because that's what we do on this show. You know, sometimes you can be in church and somebody's praying, and it's like they showing off. And we all have that ego that can be involved. But this is a time for you to go to your Creator and pour out your heart. You know, and it doesn't have to be the most perfect. My diction and my English may not always be the greatest, being an old country girl, but here is my heart. He hears my heart, which is the greatest thing.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, would you have anything that you want to add to that, Pat?
Yeah, I just wanted to leave a little bit of this, you know, and it's stated in the Bible, you know, Matthew 21:22, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. You see it going together, prayer and faith, if you have faith. And I'm just saying, like I said, even of a mustard seed, just when you pray, just have the faith and just know and believe. Sometimes we have to change our mindset on things. You know, we're so busy speaking on the negative of it. And sometimes when we're praying, we're picking it back up. So how can God answer it if we keep picking it back up? We have to let him do his will and do his way because he's the only one who can handle it. We think we can handle it, but I'm pretty sure a lot of us have tried to handle it. But look how far it got us. So you have to let the Lord handle it. There's plenty of time you keep trying to pick it up and pick it up and pick it up, and you realize, I can't do nothing with this. You have to let the Lord handle it. And what he asks of you is if you have faith. Just have the faith. He has the power.
I often think about, you know, forgive me that I don't have this scripture, but Jesus, there was a man, and I think Jesus was healing his child or something, and he said to Jesus, Lord, help my unbelief. I have prayed that prayer before many times. Because sometimes I'm at a point where I don't really know. I'm still getting some doubt in me. There's some, I don't know what happened, but it's, I heard a little bit. But anyway, there's still some doubt in me about it. And, you know, we all have to be honest because we're human. And there is those moments when you still have that doubt. Lord, are you really going to do this? I've been waiting for so long. Are you going to do it? But then those are the times when I switch it. I remember that scripture when he said, Lord, help my unbelief. And I pray for that. Help my unbelief. That you will bring me to another place in this place where I can believe that what you said you will do, and you've proved it to me over and over and over again that you will do. And sometimes when you're in that period of unbelief, you have to go to the Lord and remember the things that he's done for you. Remember
that,
the things
that he's done for you.
And it will take you past that unbelief.
Because I know he has answered prayers. And I know he has. You just have to, sometimes you have to sit back and like she said, just think about it. And he answers them. You know, God is awesome. And just, I just want to say, just keep the faith. Because power of prayer is amazing.
The power of prayer is amazing as our God is. Because that really shows his love for us. You know, that's when you really see it, when you see the answered prayers and you can say nothing back. Our God is so amazing, and he does answer our prayers. The righteous, fervent prayers of the righteous, you know, it prevaileth much. It takes us beyond into the spirit realm when we really understand the power of our prayers.
Yes.
So we're about, unless you have something else to share, I'm going to probably play some music and we'll probably end the show. Do you have anything else to share, Tabitha?
I just want to tell everybody keep the faith, and it's a two-way conversation. Sometimes you have to listen, and just the power of prayer is amazing. And I hope and pray that we were a true testimony to you today, so that you know that the power of prayer works. Because, you know, we're here to empower you and teach you to open your minds up a little bit more than normal. And we're going to voice our opinions, and it is our opinions. And we hope that you enjoy the show and learn something from it and something that you can take and share with others.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to Soul in the City.
I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank God that I know that he was present in both of us, and really that what we shared, it was from our heart and from our own personal experiences. You know, and another thing I wanted to bring about in prayer is that we have to watch our attitude in prayer and watch that. It's really important. What is your attitude when you're praying? You know, we must not be haughty, but be humble. And we have to pray without ceasing continually. And to me, that is just like talking to God continually throughout the day. You know, I think Tabitha said she had to think about what that prayer without ceasing really meant. And she caused me this week to think about that. It's just really having that continual conversation with God. And though it's nice to do it in a very formal way, I think God likes to, I often pray, Lord, let me be the everyday dishes. You know, you have those dishes that you have that are for company, and they're all, you know, put away for people to see but you don't touch. But I don't want to be that kind of dish, honey. I want to be that dish that's chips, but you love it.
Yes. your favorite coffee mug.
Yes, I want to be that kind of dish that the Lord uses me every single day in some kind of way to make somebody smile or to uplift and encourage. I want to be the everyday dish. So, you know, sometimes we have to be in service to God and our fellow man. And prayer is a way that we can be in service, you know, when we intercede on behalf of others. Well, we're going to go out with a little music. Thank you, Tabitha. Thanks for the testimony.
And thank you, Linda.
proud of our baby, that she is well, honey, and her little
spirit is so awesome.
God is going to use her in such a mighty, mighty way.
Yes.
I do believe that.
As he is using you, Linda, and I thank you for allowing me to co-host this show with you. You have been a true inspiration to me, and I want to thank God for you, and I love you.
I love you, too, and he is using you, too. He's using both of us, and what they say, he's the best is yet to be. He got more for us to do. So as we leave out of here this week, we pray that you have a very, very blessed week, that that you are open to the power of prayer in your life and that the righteous desires of your heart shall come to pass, and open up your mind to receive, because I know that God will do it. I'm here to testify about it. So have a blessed week. We're going to go out with Brent Hammond, and I will find a way. You guys have a very, very week.
Yes, and try him. Just try him.
Try him. That's good. Okay, here's Brent Hammond, and I will find a way. And have a blessed week after this. We'll be out. Have a good week.
Take care.
God will lose my sight. Journey long, long, lost my way. And now it feels like I've lost his voice. Searching here and now. What a blow. Where is it? I don't know. But I will find a way to lift up my hands. And I will find a way to worship you, Lord. Though my heart is low, I'll find a way to give you praise. I've lost so much down through the years. It seems that all I find delayed is a pistol full of tears. I search each dark and easy place. Peace I used to know. Somehow I have misplaced, searching here and over there. Something but Lord, I don't have to be living at all, but I will find a way to live up my hand. I will find a way to worship. I'm